Hello, it's Rich Wilson of Working Great American 4. It's December 17th, and it is 1900 hours UTC, Universal Time. We are about 900 miles east of Kerguelen Islands in the Indian Ocean, heading to the east-northeast up towards the southwest corner of Australia. It's about 1,400 miles away. We got through the remainder of that depression last night, early this morning, and hoping that the wind would die down a little bit. Well, it did die down some, but die down a little bit further so that the sea state could come down. But we've had 25 knots of wind all day, and it's sustained the sea state. So we still have a chaotic, still with 12 to 15 foot seas. And it's making for ricocheting sailing as the boat will take off down the wave and just be bouncing side to side, bottom. It's incredible, can be incredibly violent, but going very fast. And now we're going downwind a bit more. So we have the Solent up, which is the second biggest jib we have. We have two reefs in the mainsail. And we're taking the wind about 40 degrees off the stern of the boat on the port side. Just a little description of what we, of our configuration of the boat. We have the keel canted to port 30 degrees, up its maximum 40 degrees. We have two of the five ballast tanks on the port side, left side of the boat. The back filled with about 2 tons of water. To hold the stern down, but also to give us some leverage there on the port side to counterbalance the sails. And we have 25 knots of wind, and right now we're sailing at 13 knots. But when we catch a little bit more, maybe 2 knots more of wind or 3 knots more of wind and catch a wave, it simply takes off, and we'll run right up to 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24 knots. Just when I started this report, we hit 24.2 knots of boat speed. And the boat's just thundering along. You have to hold on, even if you're sitting at the chart table, as I am at the moment, or you will be ricocheted around the cabin as well. So we have about 40 miles ahead is Alan Rora, who suffered some damage and a couple of broaches in that big depression. But Alan's very creative, and he solved the problems today. And also spoke with Endo Planning, who's also been further up ahead, a couple hundred miles ahead. And he's heading up to the northeast a little bit more to get into calmer areas. He's had some computer problems, and so he needs to get into a place where he can really focus on those. And we also see Eric Belli and our friend who went to the north in the depression is now coming back down. He's sort of heading east-southeast